Good morning.
早上好。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1.
那我们打开圣经《哥林多前书》第一章。
We're going to be in this book for about a year. We started last week.
我们今年一整年的讲台信息都要学习这一卷书，是从上周开始。
Looking at the challenges they faced in setting their hearts on heaven.
那我们都真的是我们的心可以在天上的宝座上。
Because we are facing many challenges ourselves in keeping our eyes on heaven and raising up the next generation.
因为我们在这地上都有很多的困难啊，我们要把我们的眼目注目在宝座上啊，然后能够承前启后。
We're going to look at the great challenge they faced of being divided.
我们今天要来看哥林多教会所面临的一个很大的挑战，就是分门结党。
Let's pray.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to be together on Sunday morning.
哦，亲爱的天父，我们何等的欢喜，今天早上来到你的面前。
Thank you for the songs that you've given us to sing.
谢谢你给我们的诗歌。
Thank you for making it clear you delight in the praises of your people.
哦，谢谢你，真的是你喜乐与我们同在。
Who are we that we could delight you with our worship?
哦，我们是谁呢？我们能够使你的心得欢喜。
We are your redeemed, and we believe in your salvation and your love.
我们是你所救赎的，我们相信你的救恩和你的爱。
And we want your name to be honored in our midst.
哦，我们愿你自己的名字被高举。
So Lord, as we study your word, give us understanding.
当我们来看你的话语的时候，给我们智慧。
That we could see you more clearly.
能够让我们看得清楚。
That we could walk in a manner worthy of being called Christians.
哦，我们可以真的是得称为你自己的儿女，基督徒。
Let's get in Jesus' name and for His glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归给耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
A couple of weeks ago, our minivan stopped running.
几个礼拜以前，我的小面包车不动了。
It would not move at all.
它一点都不能动。
There might have been any number of things wrong with it.
可能有很多可能会出问题的地方。
The fuel system could have gone out.
燃油系统可能不对。
The combustion system, the exhaust system, the cooling system, any of them could have had problems.
可能是燃烧氧化系统或者排气系统、冷却系统，任何一个都可能出问题。
And if they did, I would have to take it to a mechanic to get it fixed.
如果是这样的话，我要拿到汽车修理师那里去。
However, this had happened once before.
然后这件事情以前也发生过。
And when it happened before, I called Melissa's father. He's a mechanic.
以前我就是打电话给我的妻子 Melissa 的爸爸，他是一个机械师。
I explained the problem. He told me what to do.
我告诉他我的问题，然后他就告诉我该怎么做。
I just lifted the hood and wiggled the battery cable.
然后我把引擎盖打开，把那个电缆摇了摇。
It started right up.
然后车子又发动了。
A little corrosion had broken the connection with the battery.
有一点点的腐蚀把电池之间的联系阻断了。
And if I'm not connected to the power, none of those other systems will work.
如果不是跟电源连接，任何一个零件都不会工作。
No matter how pretty or how technologically advanced they are, the car won't move.
不管这个车外表多么漂亮，里面的技术多么先进，如果没有电源，它就是不能工作。
If I'm disconnected from my power source,
如果我和我能力的源头断开
sometimes churches get disconnected from their power source and stop moving.
有的时候教会也因为与它能力的源头断开而无法运作
Some corrosion gets in the way and blocks the connection.
有一些问题阻碍了它连到能力的源头
What is our power source?
那我们能力的源头是什么呢
It's the cross of Christ.
就是基督的十字架。
That's what accomplished our reconciliation with God.
这基督的十字架使我们与上帝和好。
That's what gives us the power to repent of our sins and to understand the good news.
他给我们能力能够悔改，也知道这个好消息。
That's what gives us our overwhelming hope and excitement to proclaim the gospel.
这也给我们无比的希望和盼望，以及对未来的盼望，我们可以来传讲这个福音。
That God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life.
上帝爱世人，将他独生的爱子赐给我们，凡信他的不至灭亡，必得永生。
That's our power source. What's the corrosion that can block that?
这是我们能力的源头。然而，什么可以拦阻我们他的联系呢？
Well, it could be a lot of things.
可能有许多的方面。
Usually, it is some kind of power struggle within the church.
可能是在教会里面的某种权力的斗争。
We can develop factions and act like power brokers competing for authority.
可能有不同的派别，或者是有不同的权力的代理人相互争夺。
When that happens, we stop moving.
当这件事情发生的时候，我们就停滞不前。
After all,If we can't be reconciled with each other and have peace with each other, how can we proclaim reconciliation with God?
如果我们不能彼此和睦，我们不能彼此和好，我们如何能够宣讲与上帝和好的信息呢？
We can't.
我们不能。
Now, sometimes leaders will throw all kinds of techniques and methodologies and counseling at a problem.
有的时候领导者会告诉我们有一大堆的方法，一大堆的这个咨询。
But all that really needs to happen is somebody needs to say, I am sorry, please forgive me.
然而真正需要的是在教会里面，我们需要有人先说对不起，请原谅。
Or they need to say, you are forgiven.
或者说你已经被原谅了。
Now, it's simple, but it can be extremely difficult.
听起来很简单，但是确实非常难做到。
What's impossible with man is possible with God.
在人是不能，然而在神凡事都能。
Power of the cross gives us the ability to be reconciled with each other.
基督的十字架给我们彼此和睦的能力。
Gives us the excitement to go out and tell other people about it.
也给我们愿意有一颗传福音的心。
If you have experienced it, you're going to want to go tell other people.
如果你经历过基督十字架的大能，你一定会想要去告诉别人。
Now, Paul tells this church, tells them, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
保罗在这里告诉我们，基督差遣我原不是为施洗，乃是为了传福音。
And not with eloquent words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
并不是用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
He's not here to build up a number of baptisms, a number of people under his ministry that he can claim authority over.
他在这里不是来增加他施洗的人数，也不是增加他事工的人数，以及他权力管辖之下的团体的人数。
Instead, he's here to preach the gospel to anyone who will listen.
他是在这里来传讲福音给任何愿意听的人。
Not so people will say, "Wow, what an eloquent."Wise, what a great speaker! I'm here because of Paul.
这样人们不会说哦，他是一个多么伟大的、有口才、有说服力的传道者。我在这里是因为保罗。
But so people will say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain."
然而人们会说，被杀的神的羔羊是配得一切。
So let's take a look at this letter. We're going to pick it up in chapter 1, verse 10.
我们来看看从哥林多前书一章第十节开始保罗说了些什么。
The Corinthian church is struggling with factions, divided into groups that are fighting with each other.
哥林多教会的内部有结党纷争的问题，信徒彼此分门结类争吵。
And a sister named Chloe and her friends have told Paul about it.
有个姐妹叫格莱士，她告诉了保罗这件事。
So let's read this together, first in English, then in Chinese. So starting with verse 10. I appeal to you, brother,
by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you would be united in the same mind and the same judgment.
For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers.
What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ.
好，我们一起用中文来读一遍。弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名， 劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分担，只要一心一意，彼此相合。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，说你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
Now, does this sound familiar to you?
这听起来是不是很耳熟？
Can churches still fight in factions like this?
教会应该为这样的事情争吵吗？
Can groups still identify themselves according to a particular teacher or school?
难道一群人仍然可以根据说特定的一个老师或者特定的一个学校来把自己分门别类吗？
Can they identify themselves according to what kind of music they like?
或者根据他们喜欢什么样的音乐？
Many, many churches have been divided and destroyed by fights about music.
许多许多教会因为对敬拜音乐的不同意见已经有争吵和分裂。
Just try Googling worship wars.
你可以去谷歌上搜索一下敬拜战争。
There are some very eloquent, persuasive teachers out there that will tell you that drums and a rock beat are literally satanic.
有些有口才的或者是很有说服力的传道者，他会告诉你 ，sorry，
satanic.
那个打鼓的声音是从魔鬼撒旦来的。
They'll fight and divide over method of baptism, where you're sprinkled or dunked or baptizing babies.
也经着浸洗礼的不同，也有一些争吵。
We can have differences over that and still respect each other completely.
我们可以有所不同，但是必须彼此尊重。
Here in Texas, churches will fight about dancing or about drinking.
在德州的教会，可能他们会因着跳舞或者是喝酒的事情来争吵。
Once I spoke in a church very close to here in a town just east of Conroe called Cut and Shoot.
有一次我在离Conroe很近的东边的一个小镇叫 Cut and Shoot 的教会讲道。
And they said they only allowed their members to use the King James Bible.
他们说他们只允许用英文签订本的圣经。
I said, okay, I can preach from the King James.
我说没有问题，我可以用英文签订本的圣经来讲道。
I didn't agree with their rule, but we can still preach the gospel from the King James.
虽然我不同意他们的规则，但是我还是可以用这本英文签订本圣经讲道。
So anyway,
同样可以讲同一个福音。
So Corinth was divided into factions like this.
哥林多教会现在也是为了这样子的事情来争吵。
And in each case, there's a teacher leading the faction.
在每一个这种分门结党的中间，都有一个教师来带领。
It says, you can't really follow Christ unless you listen to what I'm teaching.
他会告诉你，如果你不遵守他们的教导，你就不能真正的跟随耶稣。
Now Paul himself is not leading a faction, but apparently there's a teacher with a group that says we follow Paul.
保罗他自己并没有带领其中一个分门结党的派别，但是其中有一些的教师，他们是告诉他们说，我们是跟随保罗的。
So Paul starts by telling them, "Be united."
所以保罗告诉他们说，你们要一心一意，彼此相合。
And then he goes on. Let's read this together, starting in verse 13. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
好，我们一起用中文读：基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架了吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？我感谢神，除了基利斯布必甘油以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗，免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗。 我也给斯提反家施过洗，此外给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督自驾落了空。
Paul was not here to build his own little kingdom.
保罗不是在这里来建立他自己的小王国。
Instead, he's constantly preaching the gospel and starting new churches.
他不断地传扬福音，建立新的教会。
The gospel is supposed to move forward. The church moved forward like a river.
福音就像一条河流，不断地向前流动。
If it doesn't, it'll stagnate into a messy pool.
而不是停留在一个池子里，也不是停留在分门结党当中。
He says, when it does stagnate like this, it's worldly wisdom.
他说如果教会停滞就像一个池子一样，这是因为是人的，从人的智慧来的。
It's actually rooted in worldly rebellion.
这是因为世界的叛逆。
But the serpent said to the woman, you will surely not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
就像蛇对女人说的，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
Thank you, God, but we don't need you anymore. We can be the judges. We can decide. We can teach.
哦，谢谢上帝，我们不需要你，我们可以自己决定，自己判断，自己来做决定。
There's a famous American philosopher named Bertrand Russell, atheist philosopher.
有一个有名的美国无神论者，他叫 Bertrand Russell.
He wrote a book, Why I Am Not a Christian.
他写了一本书，叫做《我为什么不是基督徒》。
He said that man can have morality. Excuse me. Man can have truth and morality without God.
他说人可以有真理和道德，我们也不需要上帝。
It was literally usurping the throne of God.
他是夺取了上帝的宝座。
I don't know if he really recognized how much authority and power he was claiming.
不知道他有没有意识到，当他这样说的时候，他窃取了多大的权力。
But at another time, Bertrand Russell said this. He said, "Power is sweet. It is a drug, the desire for which increases with habit."
在另外一个时候，他又说，权力令人畅快，它是一种毒品，你对它的欲望会随着你上瘾而增加。
Now there are many, many leaders that have gotten addicted to this drug.
有很多的领导人都对这个毒品上瘾。
You have guys like Alexander the Great and Adolf Hitler and Karl Marx.
亚历山大大帝，还有希特勒，啊，卡尔马克思。
There's Kim Jong Un.
还有金正恩。
Thomas Jefferson cut out of his Bible, cut all of the miracle stories.
美国的以前的一个总统叫汤姆森·杰弗逊，他把圣经中所有的神迹都把它剪掉。
Said there was nothing supernatural about Jesus.
他说，耶稣基督没有任何一个超自然的事情是在耶稣基督身上。
And his Bible ends with the death of Christ.
他的圣经以基督的死为结束。
Jefferson brought Jesus down so that he could raise himself up.
他把耶稣基督降下来是为了提高他自己。
And exalt all of his own very beautiful, very eloquent, very, very persuasive ideas.
提高他所有那些美丽动听的、很有说服力的、夸夸其谈的想法。
So I grew from here. There's also, of course, Vladimir Lenin.
我想我们也很也很熟悉列宁，也一样。
And of course, here in our own country, we're constantly we have a lot of political factions fighting with each other.
在我们这个国家，也常常有这个党派之间为着很多的事情发生争议。
And instead of going to God for judgment, they develop their own judgments about all kinds of moral issues.
他们不是到神的面前寻求判断，而是自己来做道德的判断。
Issues about abortion and marriage and sexuality.
比如像堕胎、婚姻还有性行为的问题。
About marijuana, about caring for the poor, caring for the sick.
还有大麻，还有对穷人的照顾，对病人的照顾。
And they're almost like sports teams fighting with each other.
他们就像在运动场上竞技，彼此竞技的运动队一样。
Except that today we're going to watch a sports game for joy.
我们今天大家很多人都要看，今天要看 Super Bowl.
But these factions compete, and it's very, very ugly.
这样子的分文简党，有的时候的竞争是非常丑陋的。
Psalm 1 asks, "Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against His anointed, saying, 'Let us burst their bonds and apart and cast away their cord from us.'"
诗篇第二篇说：“外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚幻的事？”世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Paul says this kind of ambition is absolutely foolish.
保罗在这里说这样的野心是非常愚蠢的。
The world says the opposite, that it's foolish to trust in God.
但世界告诉我们的却是相反，他说相信上帝是愚拙的。
You know, Vladimir Lenin called religion the opiate of the people.
列宁告诉我们说，宗教是人民的鸦片。
He had a great big log in his eye.
他有一个很大的梁木在他的眼里。
He was addicted to power and accusing other people, the Christians of being addicted to false hope.
他自己是一个权力的独裁者，然而他却说基督徒是说基督徒 是相信一个假的盼望。
So let's read this together first in English. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
十八节说，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙。在我们得救的人却为神的大能，就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
After all, if there is moral truth, we cannot be the authors of it.
如果真的有道德的真理，那就是说有一个那我们绝对不可能是他的创作者。
Where is the wise one?Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
二十节，智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辩士在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
Now Paul says this in response to factions in the church.
保罗说这句话是为了回应来自教会里面的分门结党。
So he's saying, when there's fighting in the church, it's rooted in the same sort of rebellion.
如果教会里面有分门结党，他们都有一样的根源，那就是叛逆。
What's the solution?
那解决的方案是什么呢？
Preach the gospel.
传福音。
We do not need more education.
我们不需要更多的教育。
We don't need more methods.
我们不需要新的方法。
We don't need more science to reveal truth to us, especially moral truth.
我们不需要更多的科学来把道德的真理来向我们启示。
We need the cross of Christ.
我们需要基督的十字架。
A few years ago, President Xi Jinping began a massive anti-corruption campaign in China.
几年前，习近平主席在中国开展了大规模的反腐败运动。
At the time, I was teaching English at the University of Science and Technology in Nanjing.
我那时候在南京理工大学教书。
So I asked my students to write essays about it.
我叫我的学生写一篇这样的短文。
I asked them to answer the question, why do I follow ethical principles?
我叫他们写一个短文，问自己一个问题，为什么我要遵循这些道德的规则、规条？
Write an essay explaining why you're not going to be corrupt.
你要说你为什么不会腐败。
These were very smart students, excellent English.
这些人都很聪明，英文很好。
Most of them said, I more or less said, I follow ethical principles because it's the right thing to do.
他们说大多数都这么回答，或多或少，他们遵循道德规则是因为这是对的事。
And then we had an argument in class.
那我们在教室里面就开始争论。
Who says it's the right thing to do?
谁说这是对的事呢？
What if you and I disagree on what the right thing to do is?
如果你和我在对的事情的标准上有不同的意见，
Why go to all that trouble?
为什么要这么麻烦？
Especially when you can make so much money.
特别是当你可以赚这么多钱的时候，
Bending the rules.
我们就把这个规则就把它来弯曲一下。
Who says it's the right thing to do?
谁说这是对的事情？
Finally they said, Okay, Mr. Matt,If you're so smart, why do you follow ethical principles?
最后他问我说，好吧，马太先生，如果你这么聪明，你告诉我你为什么遵守道德的原则。
I said, I don't.
我说我不相信，我不遵守。
I set this all up. I was just begging for them to ask me the question. I don't follow ethical principles.
我故意设了这样圈套，然后我要让他们来叫我告诉他们为什么我不遵守道德原则。
They said, what do you mean?
那你什么意思？
Said, I mean, I don't follow ethical principles. I don't believe in them.
我告诉他们，我不遵守道德的规则，因为我不相信他们。
They said, okay.
哦，他们无可奈何地说，哦。
And then the bell rang and class was over.
哦，下课铃响了，所以课堂结束了。
So of course, several students came up and said, what do you mean you don't follow ethical principles?
结束以后，有几个学生来问我说，你说你不遵守道德的规则是什么意思呢？
Said, I mean, I don't follow ethical principles. I don't believe in them. What part of that do you not understand?
我已经说得很清楚了，我不相信，我也不遵守道德原则，怎么这么难对你们来说，这么难理解吗？
I follow a person, I told them.
我告诉他们，我跟随一个人。
I believe in a person.
我相信一个人。
And what he says is ethical. I follow that.
他所说的就是伦理，就是道德。
Even if I don't really understand it or like it or agree with him, I still try to follow.
即便有的时候我不同意或者是不明白，也不是很喜欢他所对我说的话，但是我还是相信他。
Because I trust this guy.
因为我信任他。
I cannot trust myself. I am stupid.
因为我不能相信我自己，因为我很愚蠢。
I trust this guy. His name is Jesus. I would love to tell you about him.
因为我相信他，他的名字叫耶稣基督，我很愿意告诉你关于他的事。
I'd love to tell you why it is wise to trust him.
我告诉你为什么相信他是一个明智的选择。
Let's read verse 21.
我们来读二十一节。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
好，二十一节。世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
One time a young man named Greg, one of our neighbors, started reading the Bible.
一次有个年轻人是我的邻居，他名叫 Greg, 他开始读圣经。
He actually started reading it because he was a Boy Scout and the Boy Scouts told him to.
哦，他是童子军，因为童子军告诉他要读圣经。
But he had lots of questions over why he should trust Jesus.
他有很多的问题关于为什么要信耶稣。
Why he should trust the Bible.
他为什么要相信圣经。
Now this young man also studied martial arts.
这个年轻人他也学习武术。
And he said his teacher showed him a Buddhist amulet once.
他说他老师有一次给他看一个佛教的护身符。
And he said when he held this amulet, it made his arm tingle, almost like an electric current was running through it.
当他握住这个护身符的时候，他的手臂刺痛，好像电流通过他一样。
Wow.
Oh.
I said, I believe you. I believe that this amulet could have, I'm not going to say it did not have power.
哦，我相信你所说的，我相信这个护身符里可能有某种神秘的能力。
But Greg,So what?
那又怎么样呢?
Who cares?
谁在乎啊?
There are some 24 wars going on in the world today.
今天世界上有二十多处的地方有战争。
More than 8,000 children starve to death every single day.
每一天有超过八千 多的孩子饿死。
Hey kids, do you want to hold my amulet? It'll make your arm tingle.
哦，你会告诉这些孩子说，哦，来摸摸我的这个护身符，它会让你的胳膊刺痛。
Maybe I shouldn't mock what he was doing.
我可能不应该嘲笑他所做的。
But I said, Greg, why would you trust that power?
Greg, 你为什么会相信这样子的能力呢？
Tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus.
我告诉你，耶稣基督的宝血有能力。
I read the Bible and I can understand God's forgiveness.
当我 读到圣经的时候，我可以明了上帝赦罪的权柄。
I can believe that he who spoke 100 billion galaxies into existence can also deal with the evil in the world.
我相信用话语创造了1000亿个星球的上帝，他也能够Sorry, the last part.
Oh,
他也可以来对付邪恶的势力。
That God loves the world, and He says, "I will pay the price for the evil."
上帝说我会为这个邪恶付上代价。
By the blood of His Son, He pays the price for all of our wickedness.
借着他儿子耶稣基督的血，他为我们在地上所有人付上了罪的代价。
That is power I can trust.
这就是我能够信靠的能力。
Someone who loves his friends so much that he would lay his life down for them.
有一个人他爱他的朋友到一个地步可以为他舍命。
We need the gospel. We don't need anything else.
除了福音我们什么都不需要。
Yet many, many people say it can't be that easy.
很多人一定说哪有那么容易。
Many teachers say you need more than that.
很多的教师告诉你，你需要比这个更多的。
In addition to the gospel, you need to listen to these teachers.
除了福音之外，你还要听这些教师教导你的。
There's Joseph Smith with the Mormon Church.
约瑟夫·史密斯是摩门教会的创始人。
Said an angel told me some things had happened, some things you need to do.
天使告诉我、哦、发生了什么事情你们要做些什么
There's Hong Xiu Chen, the Taiping Heavenly King.
太平天国的洪秀全
The single biggest, most violent civil war in all of human history was led by a man who claimed to be the brother of Jesus.
在世界上一个最血腥的、这个人类历史上最残酷的一个内战就是由洪秀全带领的。
That next guy in today, in modern times, is Zhao Wei Shan. He's Eastern Lightning.
在现代还有一个赵维山的这个东方闪电。
Pastor Chu showed me their website. It's really scary.
朱牧师给我看他们的网站是非常可怕的。
If you're not familiar, it's a very, very powerful cult that started in China. It's Antichrist scary.
哦，这个非常大的一个宗教邪教，它就是有很大的能力，很可怕。
This guy on the bottom left, that's Charles Taze Russell, who had a vision and started the Jehovah's Witnesses.
这个查尔斯·罗素啊，他因为他觉得他看到了一个异象，所以开始了耶和华见证人。
Sun Myung Moon.
文显明。
Sorry,
go ahead.
Yeah, Sun Myung Moon. And then Muhammad.
还有穆罕默德。
An angel told him what really happened, and now you need to listen to the Bible and to Muhammad.
他说天使告诉他，你现在不只要看圣经，而且你还要听穆罕默德的。
There's 1,000 other cult leaders just like him.
有1000多个这样子的邪教和异端，像这样子的。
Every one of them starts with the Bible and then says you need something else.
他们每一个都从圣经开始，然后再加上说你还需要其他的。
God spoke to me through an angel or through a vision and told me some more teaching that you need.
上帝借着天使和异象来向我说话，说你们还需要其他的东西。
Now listen, if you've disconnected, anyone, pay attention now, okay?
好，你们注意听。
In the Bible, God never, ever, ever works that way.
哦，在圣经里，上帝是不会这样子告诉你的。
God does reveal things in the Bible through angels and visions.
上帝确实透过天使和异在异象中来揭示很多的事。
But those are always only about the future.
总是关于未来，没有关于过去的。
When it comes to the past, it's always based on the eyewitness accounts of many people.
关于过去，它总是基于很多见证人亲眼所见。
What we've seen with our eyes, heard with our ears, looked at and touched with our hands.
我们亲眼所见，亲耳所听，亲手摸过。
That's in 1 John.
那是在约翰福音约翰一书。
Paul says, even if an angel comes to you with a different gospel, let him be accursed.
即便保罗也说，如果天使向你传讲的是另一个福音，让他被咒诅。
The Bible says, when all these teachers come with their special teaching, they're jealous for power.
圣经告诉我们，当这些教师提供他们自己的特殊的教导的时候，是因为他们想要权力。
Just like those world leaders.
就像那些世界的领导者一样。
They're jealous for God's power.
他们想要得到上帝的权力。
They say it can't be that easy.
但是没有那么容易。
Now, you remember, why did Jesus' enemies hate him and kill him?
记得吗？为什么耶稣的反对者恨他，杀了他？
Bible says it was out of jealousy.
也是出于嫉妒。
Just listen, we can read this one. So when they had gathered Pilate, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus,
who is called
Christ?
For he knew that he was out of envy that they had delivered him up. 马太福音二十七章十七到十八节说，众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说，你们要释放我，要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴呢？是称为基督的耶稣呢？巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解了来。
I have a few of these, so we'll just Lynn and I will read them.
接下来的是我们两个读就好了。
And then when the church started, when in the book of Acts, the church began, again, they hated them out of jealousy. But when the high priest rose up and all who were with him, that is, the party of the Sadducees, filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison.
当教会一开始的时候受到逼迫，也是被嫉妒所助长，那些大祭司他们就把这些人因为记恨把他们拿住装在监里面。
The church continues to grow. The disciples go out, plant more churches. It's growing.
当教会不断的增长的时候，门徒开始去建立教会。
Chapter 13. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord, hear it from Paul. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him.
使徒行传第十三章就说四十五节。四十四到四十五节，到下安息日，合成的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。但犹太人看见人这样多，就满心嫉妒，硬驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。
Paul and his companions Barnabas and these other guys, they get chased from city to city.
保罗和他的同工巴拿巴被从这个城市追赶到另一个城市。
Let's see, they came to, I think this is.Actually, I don't remember. I think it's Ephesus. But the Jews were jealous. Taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd.
我记得这好像是在以弗所书，那些不信的犹太人心里嫉妒，就召集了一些市井匪徒，打火成群，连耸动合成的人闯进耶稣的家，要将保罗和希拉带到百姓那里。
And it's this sort of heart, this sort of jealousy that also causes factions within the church.
保罗就称这样子的嫉妒在教会里面就是分门结党。
Maybe it's for this reason that the apostles chose very mature, spirit-filled men to administer the church.
或许因为这样的原因，保罗说要圣经说要选择成熟的或被圣灵还有被圣灵充满的人来管理最简单的事物。
To handle even the most basic tasks.
来处理这种最即便看起来最小最简单的事。
We back up in Acts to chapter 6.
我们回到《使徒行传》第六章。
The church is growing. The apostles Peter and the guys tell the church, "Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of the Spirit and full of wisdom, who we will appoint to this duty."
当教会成长，使徒说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我就派他们管理这事。
They took seven men. They laid their hands on them. They prayed for them.
他们选了七个人，他们按手在他们身上，为他们祷告。
Very spirit-filled, wise men, men like Stephen.
非常有智慧，而且被圣灵充满的，像斯提凡。
Stephen at one point preaches the gospel from the Old Testament.
有一次，他从旧约来向犹太人传讲福音。
The speech takes up two full pages of the New Testament.
他的讲道在新约里面占了两页。
And then they stoned him and killed him.
但是他被石头打死了。
Men like Philip, whom God supernaturally carried to preach to an Ethiopian eunuch and baptize him.
像腓力，上帝用超自然的能力带他到一个地方，向埃塞俄比亚的太监传讲福音，并且施洗。
And then God supernaturally carried Philip to another place to minister.
然后又被超自然的提到另一个地方去服事。
Why did the apostles pick these men and then lay their hands on them and pray for them?
为什么使徒要挑选他们出来，然后按手为他们祷告呢？
Their job was to serve tables.
他们的工作就是来服侍饭食。
To serve food.
来服侍饭食。
Jackson, how's your team?
B 弟兄，你的队伍怎么样？团队怎么样？
Spirit-filled, godly people, right?
圣灵充满敬虔的人是吗？
It is such a precious thing, a privileged thing to be part of this body.
这是何等样的特权，我们可以成为身体的这个基督身体的一部分。
That we get to serve together because as a body, we're proclaiming the gospel.
我们可以一起来服侍主，来一起作为一个整体来向世人传福音。
I mean, if I paid $30,000 for a new car, would I want them to use cheap things anywhere on it?
如果我花了30,000块钱买一辆车，我愿意让他们在任何的地方用一个很便宜的零件吗？
No, I'd want every part of it to be engineered by an expert.
我希望他每一个系统都是由一个非常在行的工程师来处理。
Even the little plastic thingy that covers the battery cable.
甚至一个保护电线的一个小塑料盒盖。
Speaking of food,
讲到食物。
I've heard that you do a lot of eating on these cruises.
当你去游轮的时候，你吃，你常常在吃。
Someday I'll take Melissa on one.
有一天我会带我的太太去。
I hear that you just sit around eating all the time.
你就坐在那，整天都在吃。
Now, sometimes we can mistake church for being.Like one of these.
我们有的时候可能会把教会误解为像这样的游轮。
After all, they are unified and cooperating well together.
毕竟他们有一个共同的目标，他可以合作良好。
They are moving somewhere, and they do have perhaps a good time together.
他们都要去同一个地方，然后他们也预备要在一起有个美好的时间。
I'll bet you that when things go wrong, it's easy for them to break into fights.
但是如果事情不顺利的时候，他们就容易吵起来。
But I don't think this is a good picture of the unity of the church.
我相信这不是一个教会合一的好的照片。
Here's a better picture.
还有一个更好的照片。
Right?
是吗？
These people are unified, but with a much greater purpose.
这些人团结在一起，为了一个更高的、更好的一个目标。
Every single one of them is well-trained and very disciplined.
他们中间的每一个人都训练有素，非常有纪律。
They're launching people out on mission.
他们差派人出去完成一项任务。
That's what we're doing.
这就是我们要做的。
Because we have a very great mission to accomplish.
我们有一个非常重要的任务要完成。
So we want to keep moving forward, preaching the gospel.
我们要一直向前宣扬好消息。
If we're going to be united, we need to continually be reconciled with each other.
如果我们要合一，我们就要不断的彼此和解。
We We often will need to say, I'm sorry and I forgive you to one another.
我们常常要说我对对不起，请原谅，我原谅了你，彼此来说这样的话。
Because if we don't have peace here, we're not going to have, not going to be able to proclaim peace.
如果我们中间没有和睦，我们怎么能够跟人传扬和睦的和好的福音？
People do not need to see great signs and wonders.
人们不需要看到神迹和奇事。
They do not need to hear a bunch of eloquent wisdom about how to live.
他们也不需要听到一大堆很有口才的建议和怎么样去生活的智慧。
They need to see and hear the power of God's salvation.
他们需要听见和看见上帝救恩的大能。
Let's read this one together, verse 22.
那我们一起来读这一段经文。
For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified.A stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
好，第二十二节，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
And then one more verse, verse 25. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, the weakness of God is stronger than men.
二十五节，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
We need to be reconciled with one another.
我们要彼此和解。
We make another suggestion.
我有另外一个建议。
Write down the names of five non-Christian friends.
写下五个不是基督徒的人的名字。
Or colleagues.
或者你的同事。
Oh, that's so hard.
好难啊。
I'm not saying you necessarily need to evangelize these people.
我不是说你们真的是要马上跟他们传福音。
You may not have the gift of evangelism.
我可能没有传福音的恩赐。
May not be called like Paul to go and plant churches.
我们也没有像保罗那样被呼召出来去执坛。
Maybe we can at some point in the future invite one of these people to church or to small group.
或许有一天我们可以邀请他们中间的一些人来教会来小组。
We want to stay focused on proclaiming the gospel.
我们要专注在传福音的事上。
So just write down about five names and just pray for them.
就写下五个人的名字，为他们祷告。
Trust God to prepare you for whatever He does.
相信神会准备接下来的事。
Impossible with man is possible.
在人是不能的，但在神凡事都能。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, who are we that you would entrust us with the good news?
主啊，我们是谁呢？你竟然把这样的好消息托付给我们。
Lord, we are your redeemed.
我们是你所救赎的。
And we believe in what you did, Lord Jesus.
我们相信你所为我们成就的。
We believe that it was for joy that you lay your life down.
主啊，我们相信你甘心乐意，你为了我们舍命。
That it was for joy that you endured the shame and the suffering.
你甘心乐意为我们承受了所有的这个苦难。
Lord, would you revive us again with that same joy?
主啊，求你来复兴我们，用那样同样的喜乐来复兴我们。
That we could with excitement continue to proclaim the gospel.
让我们愿意来不断的来传扬你的福音。
To raise up disciples for the next generation.
真的是承先启后。
That your spirit could flow through us like a river.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间像江河一样涌流。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.